last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, would you sit in the window seat on a flight? Don't answer that question until maybe you've heard this report from Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra. Because, Owen, tell us please about the reports we're hearing today of a Ryanair passenger who was almost sucked out of a window at 16,000 feet after the window shattered in mid-flight.
Good afternoon, Matt. Yes, very dramatic. It does look like Ryanair have avoided what could have been a very, very much worse incident. I think it's one of the two worst safety incidents in their 41-year history. Their birthday yesterday, window shattered, 16,000 feet, decompression, uncontrolled decompression is how they describe it. And in an uncontrolled decompression, everything moves, phones, the pillows, the toys. This person was sitting beside the window. He was almost sucked out, but he was suffered friction and apparently is being treated for a neck injury as well. His wife beside him held on to him, but he was seatbelted. That more or less saved him from further injury. No matter how loving your wife is, they won't hold on to you, Matt, in a decompression situation.
Yeah, because the reports would suggest, would give rise to the assumption that his head sort of went out the window and maybe his shoulders were broad enough that he wasn't sucked through a gaping open window.
Yeah, it's a very hard. The window will not isn't large enough to suck a person through. But you've got to remember, the air pushes. It's air that pushes rather than pulls. It will be the force will be extremely strong and very, very stressful. Very, very stressful for all the passengers. What the aircraft was on a flight from Thessalonica to Memmingen in Germany, the secondary airport from Munich, and it had taken off about 6 minutes, accelerating through 16,000 feet when the window shattered.
What would have caused that?
It's going to take a little while to come to all the facts of this, but all the evidence is pointing towards an engine damage. It's called an uncontained engine failure. That's a bit jargony, because a contained engine failure is when all the parts of the engine stay within the engine, but when it's uncontained, they scatter. They can cause immense damage. They can cut fuel lines. They can go through the fuselage of an aircraft. And in this case, it looks like that is what shattered the window.
Sorry, that sounds like if pieces start coming away from the engine, would probably come away. It would be like a bullet into the side of the plane, wouldn't it?
It happens at force, yeah. It's a bullet. And there's unverified stuff circulating on social media of a fan missing from the engine. And that raises, there was a lot of drama, a lot of dramatic coverage, passenger who apparently isn't seriously injured. The four passengers were brought to hospital and three have been released. He's been held for further tests. But the real drama from the aviation point of view is going to be, how did this happen? And there is a history of this particular engine. It's quite a few years now. In 2016 and 2018, Southwest Airlines ran into two situations where there was what they call the uncontained engine failure, when the engine starts breaking up.
Yeah. What sort of aircraft do Ryanair fly, and what type of engines are in those aircraft?
Everything Ryanair is Boeing, and this was not a Boeing MAX, which has been in the news for the wrong reasons a few years ago. It's a Boeing NG. It's the engine is a CFM engine. It's a CFM 5678. It would have featured a lot in what Ryanair was presenting to Oireachtas committees and things, because it is so efficient. It's fuel burn, noise, everything is going in the right direction. The problem with this and with the rival engine, the Pratt & Whitney, is it burns a lot hotter. And there are maintenance issues and, supply chain issues arising out of that. And what happened with Pratt & Whitney a couple of years ago was an awful lot of aircraft were grounded, including Ryanair's chief, one of Ryanair's big rivals, Wizz. So I think Michael O'Leary will be saying a few decades of the rosary tonight that his beloved CM5678 is not going to come under scrutiny, because we could see aircraft groundings out of this. Also, as I say, we're very early in the game. The Ryanair investigation has already started.
And there'll be independent investigations, presumably, as well, won't there?
There will be probably Ford, probably, you know, the Greek CA authorities will be investigating EASA, the European, who are famously conservative on all safety issues, and IATA. And there's no aviation is very proud of the fact when we were children, Matt, there'd be a crash every month or every 2 weeks. There's one a year now. They're very proud of having got that safety record right back. And something like an engine breaking up in mid-flight, that sends off alarm bells. And I think questions will be asked of Boeing, but certainly the aircraft is about 8 years old. But I think most of what we're looking at the moment is that the questions will go back to CFM and say, how did this happen? They look at the maintenance. It was quite recently maintained. They look at every single piece of record, and there's loads and loads and loads of data they can go through. But if it's true, as we hear tonight, that a blade came off the engine and went through a window, it could have been far, far worse. Ryanair have a terrific safety record. 116,800 flights a month is what they fly. To put that in context, they fly as many flights in 30 hours as Aer Lingus fly in a month. And they've had, you know, as I say, one bird strike long ago that led to a few passengers being hospitalised or treated in hospital for minor injuries. No other aircraft in the world has flown as much as Ryanair with such a safety record. And I saw one of my English colleagues doing a big piece about how Ryanair's safety record is impeccable early in the week. We're very lucky tonight, this Friday evening, that it's still impeccable. Questions will be asked, and we'll see a lot happening about, and the questions will be mainly about the engine by the sound of things. But that may change. We've very little information to work on at the moment, Matt.
Okay, thank you very much, Owen Corry, for joining us from Travel Extra.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.